Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Tesvav, Me'ila 15a, pagination is 29. We have the privilege of starting the fourth perek of Me'ila. We'll start from the beginning of the page where the Mishnah begins. Kodshem of the Mizbeach, meaning Karbanos, Mitztarfin ze'im ze' le'me'ila. They join with one another, even though they're different karbanos. If a person takes a shava pruta from one, a chatzi shava pruta, half of a shava pruta from one and a chatzi shava pruta from the other, they're going to join for the concept of a shava pruta, a complete amount of me'ila. Kodshe bedek habayis, skipping a line, mitztarfin ze'em ze'. Likewise, different types of things sanctified for the Beis HaMikdash, not as karbanos but as assets, would also join one item with the next to reach the amount of a shava pruta. Echad kodshe mizbeach, ve'echad kodshe bedek habayis, and some take out the word echad, so it simply reads kodshe mizbeach and kodshe bedek habayis. These two types of kodshim, the carbon kodshim and the asset kodshim, mitzarfim ze'em ze'e le'me'ila, also join together for me'ila, for the requisite shave pruta. There is an interesting statement here in Taisvis, which deserves thought. The third Taisvis, echad kodshim mizbech ve'echad kodshim bedek habayis, Taisvis paints the scenario as she'im nene kachatzi zayis basar, kodshe mizbeach, v'kachatzi zayis bosor, shehuk tishol lebedek habayis, mitztarfin. Half of a kezayis of each type would join. And as Art School in Note 1 notes, that's not really the way we typically understand me'ila. Me'ila has to do with a shava pruta, the value of a pruta, not in its volume, like other types of eating prohibitions. Me'ila is not like that. It has to do with benefit, and benefit would be an amount of money. Perhaps an avenue that we should explore is that if a person is eating, then perhaps even if it's not worth a shava pruta, but the fact that it's a kezayis already gives it some sort of status and value to be in violation of me'ila. But in any case, typically we understand it to be having to do with a shava pruta. The Rambam, for example, in Me'ila Hey Gimel writes, Ochal ve'echel es chaveiro. If a person ate and he gave his friend to eat, Onana umahana chaveiro. Or he benefited from somebody and invited somebody else to benefit, meaning like on his behalf, that he's the host for this experience. Achilaso v'hanias chaveiro, o achilaso chaveiro v'hanayaso kulam itztarfin l'me'ila. These experiences will join based on the amount of benefit that was collectively had. And if collectively there's a shava pruta here of value from hektish, it will be considered me'ila. Let's turn the page to the next Mishnah, starting at the top of the page. Chamisha devarim ba'ola mitztarfin ze'em ze'. Five aspects of the karban ola join with each other. So this will apply in laws of Me'ila, and it'll join as well in other areas that person is eating outside of the proper location. These five things will join, even though they're different items. Habasar, the meat of the animal, ve'achelev, the fats of the animal, ve'asoles, the flour of the mincha that's brought with it, ve'hayayin, and the wine, ve'ashemen, and the oil. Vishisha betoda, and the six things that are with it associated with a carbon toda, habasa ve'achela ve'asolas ve'ayin ve'ashemen ve'halechem and its loaves. Just to appreciate this concept of joining, so in the laws of Yom Kippur we have a rule that achila and shesia don't join. Eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, if a person ate less than the prohibited amount, that's truly prohibited as a biblical violation, full level, chayve krisus. So if it's less than that amount, and he also drank less than the full amount, those two don't join. They're two different calculations, and a person indeed, in the case of illness, can eat less than the full amount and drink less than the full amount in one unit of time. If that unit of time is 5 minutes, whatever the unit of time is, the two are not going to join. In this case, we're learning that they do join, and if a person had half a portion, an amount, a value, whatever we're talking about, of one thing and the other thing similarly, they would join. The Gemara states, Masni lei Rav Huna l'Rava. Rav Huna taught this teaching to Rava. And if you look at the Shita Mekubetz's Beis, he kind of heightens the emotional impact of this by saying that it's Rav Huna teaching Rabba Berei, Rabba his son, that it's not Rava, it's Rabba, and it's his son. And he's teaching the following teaching. Chamisha devarim ba'olam mitztarfim ze'em ze'. There are five things maximum in the world that can join one with the other. Amalei and Rava or Rabba his son responded, ba'olam ka'amrit. In the entire world, there are only five things that can join. Vaktani betoda, there's a Mishnah regarding the carbon toda. Vav devarim shebetoda, six items of the carbon toda. Habasa ve'achele ve'asolas ve'ayayin ve'ashaman ve'lachme toda. Amalei, and he says, Tani ba'ola, you're right. You detected a problem here. And through the Gemara process, which compares texts to teachings, you have indeed detected that the correct word should not be ba'olam, but rather ba'ola. A fascinating example of how the Talmudic process works in comparing the texts and maintaining accuracy. The Gemara is recording what seems to be a mistake in a teaching that was promptly corrected. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.